It's The Huddle with Rich and Arnie on 101.3 ESPN. Talking sports on your ride home. Powered by Reuben James Main Street in Burlington. Find them online at rjsburlington.com. Periwinkles in downtown Burlington. Visit them online at periwinkles.com. Here's Rich and Arnie on 101.3 ESPN.
Good afternoon. You're in the Huddle with Rich and Arnie right here at 101.3 ESPN live at McGillicuddy's in Williston. And are we having a good time today on St. Patrick? How you doing, big boy?
I love your intro yell. Yes, as I always say, when we're in live places, although you've got to yell pretty loud to get over this crowd.
Yeah,
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Neither of us are going to, as if I don't have a voice anyway, but I mean, neither of us are going to have any voice by the end of this one. This place is packed.
It was packed when we got in here. There were waiting for us, for crying out loud. Look, we are live at McGillicuddy's in Williston. Come on down. Obviously, it's St. Patrick's Day. All kinds of beer specials, all kinds of Guinness stuff that we're going to be having on. So, yep. That's your favorite. I know that.
Is there anything to do with Guinness left after last night?
I don't know. I have no idea. But it's Friday night and it's St. Patrick's Day. By the way, if you want coverage of the game, we'll give you scores. You can go over to 960 if there's a game that you want to hear, because we'll have coverage on both stations starting at 7. But if there's a game you want to hear right now, flip on over. Otherwise, we'll keep it. Why would I say flip on over? What the hell's wrong with me, huh?
Well, it's all the same. We're all one big happy family. Zone, ESPN.
So, exactly. So there you go. Enjoy it, and we'll keep you updated on all the stuff going on today. And busy. What are you looking to be like that for?
Because I can't believe that this is the ultimate perfect storm today.
St. Patrick's Day.
A, it's beautiful out.
Right.
And why everyone on the planet isn't skiing today, I don't know. We can't because we're here, which is fine. But you've got St. Patrick's Day.
Right.
Friday. And you've got March Madness.
Exactly.
You think the bars are going to be busy
and
today?
I'm noticing a lot of the ladies are checking out my butt. So I don't know what that's about, but... Yeah, you didn't notice that, Rich?
You're sitting, that's quite
I was walking around her. Come on now. Come on. I'm a good-looking guy, Rich. Stop it. Stop with your BS, man. Stop with your baloney, for crying out loud. All right, lots to get to. Busy show. If you want to jump in, 802-655-6672, 655-6672. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Not that it's a bummed-out thing. Congratulations to the University of Vermont. I mean, what a heck of a year. Great run. Won the. Not only did they win the conference, won the conference tournament, won 21 games in a row coming into the NCAA tournament. And, Rich, I think we pretty much nailed this before the start of the game. I said if Vermont was going to be successful, they need to shoot a lot of three-pointers. Guess what? They shot a lot of three-pointers. They just didn't connect on enough.
No, they hit a bunch in the early going. They hit a bunch late, but in the middle they really struggled. And, they ended up shooting 10 for 27 from three-point.
I said they need to shoot between 25 and 30.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
And they hit 10 of them, which is nice. And early when they got out to that 15-8, I think.
I was excited then.
It was unbelievable. The place was, we were over at McGillicuddy's in Colchester. The place just erupted when they had a couple of steals, had a couple of threes, a couple of breakaway layups, and all of a sudden a 7-2 deficit turned into a 15-7 lead, a 13-0 run. What was that, about 2 minutes? That went in. Turnovers and threes, man, that's a combination that piles up points in a hurry. They went on that 13-0 run, and how many people out there thought, well, okay, maybe.
I was feeling good. Even at halftime, I'm thinking to myself, okay, they'll make a run. But that Swanigan was a beast. He was better than I even thought he was going to be against us. And I knew it was going to be tough, but I said, hey, our big men have to take him out behind the three-point range and shoot the three if he's not going to come after him. And we started doing that. Lamb hit a few. Henson hit a few. I thought it was really going to go ahead and work out. But unfortunately, they fell short 80-70. 10-point victory. Give them credit. They played a good game, but what an exciting year for Vermont. Really, really unbelievable.
It was. Swanigan, I mean, he was as advertised. He only made 5 shots, but he also had 5 free throws. And, I mean, he ended up with a 16 and a 14, which is pretty close to what he averages. The other thing, too, though, they kept doubling down on him. He ended up with 4 assists. He found open men. He had 3 blocks. I mean, he was just all over the place. But the guy that killed him was Edwards, and I hadn't heard much about him as he finished with 21 points. Just seemed like everything he threw up there went in the basket. He finished with 10 for 16 from the field for 21 points, and that really hurt them a lot. So it was. But you're right. It was a great game. They had the lead, and down 1 at the half.
That was,
what can you say?
Brady, are you there? And I know, Brady, you might have even called close to the exact score. I know you said that Purdue was going to win, I think about like 8 or 10 or something like that. Did you not?
Yeah, I had 75-69. I was one off on the total. It was just, I was one off on the total number of points. But, you know, a little off in the overall disparity.
But I told you what they had to do. They had to shoot the three. I probably would have shot more than 27 threes, to be honest with you.
Well, really, we were all right, guys, because, Arnie, you said correctly they needed to shoot threes. Rich, you were right that if they won, Ernie Duncan had to shoot well, and he ended up 3 for 11 for the game. But kind of in my formula to pull an upset, the Cats did close to enough, but not enough ultimately, and that's where the loss came from. They did hit 10 threes. That's a lot. They only got to the free throw line 10 times. If you're going to pull the upset, you got to get there 18, 20, 25 times, get their team in foul troubles, and get some free points. That didn't happen. They only committed 9 turnovers. That was great. Henson and Lamb hit some threes. The big deal, though, they were out-rebounded by 10. If you're going to pull an upset, you cannot allow second, third chances, and that's what the Cats did ultimately, and that's
where it
ended.
They did get a lot of those.
And a lot of the fact that they got out-rebounded and the fact that they didn't get to the free throw line, obviously, is because they did rely a lot, especially in the middle part of the game when their lead faded and on the three-point shot. And you're not going to get to the free throw line much when you're going down and heaving away. But that was the strategy going in. They did it, and at parts of that game they did it well. The thing that really impressed me, Arnie, is when they lost that lead and they were down by 1 at the break, and then they got down 6, 7, 8, and everybody in the place is kind of going, all right, here it comes. We kept saying, well, here's a hugely important trip down the floor for UVM because they need to stop these runs. And to their credit, they did every single time. Every single time it looked like Purdue was going to just run away, win the thing by 25 points, Vermont had an answer. And they stuck around. I mean, they were halfway through the second half, they're down 2, they're down 4. They were in that thing right until the very end.
Guys, do we know the official diagnosis on Kurt Steidel exactly? A knee?
Yeah,
I guess the
like
left
knee.
I think, I hate to be expecting the worst, but it didn't look good at the time right there. And then you knew there was a problem. Brady, do we know the exact diagnosis on what happened or no, not yet?
Don't know yet. We only know that Kurt Seidel put out on Twitter, thanks for all the prayers, said that he would be fine no matter what. Because he got to realize his dream. I did see him walking for what that's worth in postgame, but no, we don't know officially.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear he's walking, because all I could think of as we're watching that game is, what a bummer. The guy finishes his career, and now he's got to spend his summer in a cast. And, you know, it looked like the worst, because when he hit that floor after making a defensive play there, it did not look good. Everybody sort of let out a gasp at the bar.
Yeah. By the way, Anthony Lamb talked to Sam Hyman after the game. And let's see how he summed up the season, Brady. Let's go ahead and hear what Anthony Lamb said after the game.
It's amazing. That's all I'd recap in one word. But I'm just grateful for just the opportunity to be here, be at Vermont, and just to show what I got, and just hopefully gave people something to be proud of and be happy for in the coming future, because we have more to come.
All right, there's a couple of things I want to know now. Did this loss leave a bad taste in your mouth? Are you proud of the team? Was it a successful year? Do you feel like you're a little bit empty now, even though it was 121 straight? You're like, that's it. I want more. I mean, how do you feel right now?
I feel fine. Absolutely. I mean, it was one of the few times my team lost and I didn't start throwing things like a child. I was just sort of like, well, that's, you know, as you know, and I took a lot of heat for it. I took them to lose by 20.
Yeah.
So I looked at that as a moral victory, and I know there's no such thing as moral victories, but really I thought they did themselves very proud on a national stage. And I love the fact in that Lamb comment right there, he talked about there's more to come, because that's the big question now with Lamb. You know, it's now everybody's going to start saying, can we keep Becker? Can we keep Lamb? You know, is there going to be too many temptations out there for those guys?
All right, UVM, just because, look, UVM fans, just because they lost, that doesn't mean you hide from the phones. We heard from you all year long. Don't hide now, because there's a couple things I want to get to. First of all, how did the loss make you feel? Do you feel empty? Are you proud of the team? It was a great run. What's next? 655-6672. And as a matter of fact, speaking about what's next, and, you know, I'm always thinking about bigger things, better things, you know, what the future holds. And, you know, look, I've always lived in big cities. I lived in Los Angeles. I worked sports radio there. Atlanta, Phoenix, New York, National, right, all over the damn place. So I was thinking, with University of Vermont building perhaps a brand new gymnasium, And I don't know how much it's going to hold, 5,000, 6,000 maybe. I don't know if you can add it to 10,000. I don't know how much it costs. I don't do the money thing. That's not my thing, Rich. The money thing is not me. But I started thinking maybe it's time that Vermont starts thinking bigger. That Vermont starts thinking, you know what? The America East was nice, and you kind of put this in my head a couple days ago when you told me Boston University once won it. I go, well, Boston University, not the America East. And you went, oh, a long time they did. So I looked it up. Did you know there was like 8 other teams in the America East? They're all gone now.
Oh, yeah.
There's only 4 original members.
Sure.
I'm thinking, Hofstra. I'm starting to think maybe Vermont has maybe outgrown the America East and should start looking at conferences as maybe the Big East. And you're laughing now.
I am laughing.
But wait a minute. We played Butler this year. Butler went to back-to-back championships a while ago. I know it was a little while ago, but still, they started a conference that wasn't nearly as the Big East. They've got Creighton, and Creighton's turned themselves into a power. Seton Hall, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, what we only have basketball here. We don't have to worry about football. We don't have to worry about baseball. Plus, it brings in more money. You'll get a bigger quality of talent. Plus, it will keep John Becker around for a long, long time if you join the Big East. We played Providence this year. We've already played 2 teams in. And let me tell you something. Why should the St. John's, the Georgetowns, the DePauls, what makes them any better than Vermont when we have actually, I think, a nicer scenic place to go to school out here. Maybe it's time to get bigger and better. And with everybody changing conferences in football and basketball, oh, my goodness, it's like changing girlfriends in high school. Why isn't it time to get, especially with the new stadium, why can't we get bigger and better?
Okay, well, the first thing immediately is when I gasp when I hear Big East and UVM, I'm sure the old-timers are sitting there laughing at that idea. That this is all predicated on getting a new arena, and we're making it sound like, we're all set. And
let's say it is, because they had the plans, they talked about it, they bid past the first one, so just assume they did get by that one, okay?
Okay, but they're going to have to get by that.
Right.
If everything falls into place and all of a sudden, magically, $70 million or whatever the price tag just appears in front of us.
The question is more about if how we participate in the Big East.
All right, well, I mean, this is a little bit, and not, this would be a bigger step, but I mean, the UVM hockey team, when they were in ECAC, and when they made the decision to jump to Hockey East, everybody sort of went, really? But the reason was is because the UVM hockey team was terrible for the 2 years leading up to their decision to go to Hockey East. We all assumed that when they'd go to Hockey East, they would get their heads handed to them. Turned out that wasn't the case. They brought some good kids in. They got better talent because they were going to Hockey East.
Exactly, exactly.
And I understand that. But first of all, the new arena, if it ever happens, it at best starts in, what did they say, 2022?
Well, it takes time to do these things.
It does.
It takes
time. But
that's
the thing. I mean, if you want to look way ahead.
Yeah, looking way ahead.
But you also have to be careful because college basketball, well, I don't know if college is, but at this level, college basketball tends to be cyclical. Do you really want to start joining Big East and have UVM a 500 team in America East?
I know you're afraid, Rich, you and all your country bumpkin friends, okay?
Opie. That's right. He says to the Bostonian.
Can we get Andy and Aunt B to bake us a pie? Look, I understand that, but as fast as Burlington is actually growing as a city, and we've had talks about city planning and stuff like that, the same thing can be said about University of Vermont. Like I said, we're planning on building a new basketball. We were doing the hockey arena. We're putting it like a sports complex. We're putting in hotels. Mm-hmm. They got a $60 or $70 million money donated to them to the medical school, I believe it was.
Yep.
So it's time to get bigger and better. Don't be afraid, Opie. Don't be afraid, country bumpkin.
I'm not afraid, but right now that's a ridiculous premise because
so many other things
have to happen. Oh, I understand you. It's a pipe
start
dream.
Planning.
You
no,
can't, you can't. You, I mean,
was it a pipe dream for Butler, for Creighton?
I don't know.
For St. John's?
I have no idea. I know nothing about any of those.
Well, let's get to some call. I know Brady's yelling in our ear. Brady, who's first up? I know you screamed in our ear. Who was first up?
Screamed.
I don't even remember. I don't even remember who's on line one, but I know he's in the car, so we'll go to him first. Speak up, caller, who's
Pete.
In the car.
Pete? Yeah, is it Pete or Rich or somebody in a car? What's going on?
Hey, I'll start off by saying that I think this is the first time in weeks that I've listened to you guys without wanting to punch my radio for Arnie's inane rambling. Arnie, for once we agree. I like your discussion on the conference. I think it could do a lot of good things, and I think you're channeling where UVM's going. I think another point about the game last night is that Caleb Swanigan ended with 0 personal fouls. If you watch any part of that game, That was absolutely outrageous. He had a bunch of hacks on Lamb, on Pan, on Trey Bell Haynes, and somehow, some way, the refs just looked the other way just because he was a star. That's my thought. I'll leave it up to you guys. See you, fellas.
Appreciate the call. Didn't notice
some inane rambling.
Yeah, did.
What are your thoughts?
Didn't notice about the zero fouls, and he does. He sees it my way. It's you know, Rich. If you don't get bigger and better and you grow, you get left behind. You know, now it's social media. You got on Twitter. You got yourself a new phone. You've got to grow. You've got to grow with the times,
yeah,
Rich.
I know.
You got to do it. And here's a perfect chance. And you said it may take 4 or 5 years. That's perfect. You get 3 more years in America East. You start to transition slowly. You start with the building of the new gym and everything. You start increasing the number of kids you take to school here to bring in more money. It's a win-win for everybody.
Okay, but is this the logical transition now? Because I remember about 10 or 15 years ago when Rick Farnham retired and Bob Corin came in and they started up the Victory Club and they started doing exclusive parking and they started VIP sort of seating at events, and that was the next step. And I remember there was a lot of resistance on the Hill to that sort of thing. Oh, they, you know, ticket prices suddenly went up. It wasn't the old boy network anymore. And there was a lot of resistance to that.
Well,
now this would be the next step. Do we want the University of Vermont to become a sports
tell
school?
Tell Opie and all the guys and Andy and Barney that we're going to get a little bigger in this little town.
I'm all for
it. Let's go to Glenn real quick. Glenn, you're in the huddle with Rich and Arnie on 101.3 ESPN. What's going on, Glenn?
Hey, just giving you a call. So it seemed like you were begging a little bit. I watched the game last night, and things are great at UVM. They put it on a great show. You're probably not going to get a lot of calls tonight. I think everybody's out at St. Patrick's Day, unless they're like me, just heading home and getting ready to go out. And I'm actually going out to UVM tonight to watch the Bucks play. So.
Oh, good for you. Hey, Glenn, let me ask you a question. What about getting into a bigger conference and growing with the basketball team? What do you think about that?
It's definitely a scary thought, but I mean, it definitely can happen. I think before you even think about that, you got to get the arena straight out. I played bigger elementary schools in Tennessee when they were playing AAU when she was 10 than UVM has. So they got to get it.
Yeah, okay. And I agree with that. Don't let it be scary to you guys. Don't let it be scary to you, country bumpkins. Okay, it's going to be okay, Rich.
Such a flatlander.
It's going to be okay. Believe me, I'm going to take care of everything.
Oh, that's comfort.
I'm going to take care.
Uncle
of everything.
Uncle Arnie's going to be here to make our life better.
We are live in McGillicuddy's in Williston.
Oh,
come
God.
On by. We're going to come back. If you want to jump in, 655-6672, 655-6672. Am I nuts? Is Vermont just fine the way they are? Do you like
0 and 10 degrees? Saturday, although light snow is possible during the evening, mostly dry with sunny skies, low 30s. With your forecast on 101.3 ESPN, I'm meteorologist Amanda Lindquist. Local 22, Local 44 News.
It's 33 at 101.3 ESPN.
That's it. Break time is over. It's back to the best sports talk in the Champlain Valley. The Huddle with Rich and Arnie.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. You're in the Huddle with Rich and Arnie right here, 101.3 ESPN, live in McGillicuddy's in Williston. Come on by St. Patrick's Day. And, oh, by the way, we're going to be giving away a round of golf at Basin Harbor.
Nice.
And that's with a cart, so your fat backside doesn't have to walk, Rich, because I know you don't like to walk.
I don't even have a backside.
I know, so come on out, get qualified for the raffle to win the golf at Basin Harbor that comes with the cart. So come on down the McGillicuddy's right here in Williston. We're going to be hanging out till 6, and who knows how much longer watching the game. Rich, don't be scared. A lot of people calling up, yelling at Brady and stuff like that. 655-6672. You got to stay on hold if you want to come on the air. Don't be afraid. I know it's tough. I know when you said, I remember when Williston used to be farmland 2 years ago.
Actually, that's true.
Yes, I know that, but it's okay now. Now we have a few townhomes.
There
were
horses running free and wild in the exact spot we're sitting.
We got economy. We got people that want to move here.
Traffic.
And I know there's people driving around going, come on, man.
Red lights.
We liked it just fine without you people coming out here and destroying our land.
Yeah, backed up intersections.
Yes,
it's awesome.
Stop it. You can't fight progression. And that's where it's going. And, Rich, don't act like I'm the only person thinking about this. Look at the conferences. I mean, where do we start? Look at what's going on in football. Look what's going on in basketball. I mean, it's a mere fraction on the way it used to be when I was growing up in the Big East and the ACC. And what I'm saying is that Vermont needs to think real hard with the new building they're getting for a new gym, the new facilities, the sports complex they're building. I think it's time to get bigger and better and say, hey, let's go ahead and join the Big East. Let's play with the big boys, and I think they can do it. They already had two games against Big East teams this year. They don't have to worry about football or baseball. Yes, the girls will probably struggle just a little bit, okay? That's fine, but you'll get a better quality of talent. Now, a better quality of talent, maybe you're saying, well, I kind of like the guys here. I like the Allen Lambs of the world. You know, I like the oh, shucks guy, right? Is that what you're going to say, Rich?
No, I'm just laughing that you're calling him Allen Lamb. That's all.
Oh, Anthony, excuse me. Yeah, well, close enough. I mean, you like the oh, shucks guy. But, you know, again, time to get bigger and better when you're thinking about University of Vermont with a new stadium, new arena, excuse me. It's time to start thinking, hey, we want to play with the big boys.
Okay, brand new arena. They're talking about spending $70, $80 million. They're talking about 4,500 capacity.
Yes, do
4,500, and I'm looking at the Big East. Every single one of these places is in a large city,
yes,
playing in very large arenas.
Well,
of 18,
well, St. John's is playing at, I think, Madison Square Garden, but yes, they're from Jamaica, New York.
I understand that.
I mean, look, I understand that. Seton Hall,
every
I don't know what.
It's a big city.
Well, Seton Hall, Creighton, Butler, it's not about the big city, my friend. It's time to go ahead and keep up with them. It's not about where you are, and I know travel could be tough coming up to Vermont. It's about playing these other schools, Rich. It's okay, about making the program bigger.
Okay, that's great, but where is Vermont with a 4,500-seat, brand-new,
well,
shiny arena and 40,000? Populated Burlington, Vermont, fit in with Seton Hall, Marquette, Providence, St. John's, Georgetown.
Well, again, these are all schools that only have basketball as their primary sport. That's where they all fit
but
in.
We're leaving out a really important word,
yeah,
here, and that's money. This is going to cost hundreds of millions of dollars.
And that's what we're starting to get in. We got alumni here, baby.
Right,
welcome,
and they're not
to the big time.
And they haven't shown any propensity to spending any money. That's why the arena plan
has crazy?
Been on
they just
forever.
Gave us $60 million
for the medical center.
Well, we'll take some of that. Let's go ahead and
no, we won't.
Let's get to the phones. I want to go to Alan. Let's start him off. Alan, good afternoon. You're in the huddle with Rich and Arnie on 101.3 ESPN. What's going on, Alan?
How you doing, guys? Just wanted to talk a little bit about the game last night.
Yeah.
Well,
pick up the pace, Alan. Pick it up a little bit.
Okay. One thing that I would have liked to seen him do last night at the end of the half, I'd like to see him close out the half. I'm not going to second guess anything they did, but when they had the ball, 1-point lead, and they took it to the basket with 4 seconds left, the shot got blocked. Purdue scores at the other end. They got the lead.
Yep.
The same thing happened.
Yep.
The same thing happened against Michigan State, and I was at that game, boys. I saw Vermont beat Syracuse. I went to the Michigan State game.
Yep.
They
Me
had
too.
The lead. A long shot, long rebound. D. Brown transit at the other end. Just Purdue went in with the lead. They should not have.
Alan, what do you think about going to a bigger conference, going bigger and better?
Alan's gone.
Oh, Alan. All right. Let's go to Ed in St. George then. Ed, good afternoon. You're in the huddle with Rich and Arnie on 101.3 ESPN. What's going on, Ed?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I could not agree more about evolving into a bigger and better venue for the greater Burlington area.
Thank you.
Let me give you a little bit of a backstory. A UVM alum, I've loved UVM athletics all my life, attended a lot of games, season ticket holder at the hockey for the hockey guys, and I have a daughter at Boston University. The first
Ooh.
Time I went down to a Gannis Arena and saw that venue, my eyes opened. And the reason I say
yep.
that is, although we play in the toughest conference in the country, Hockey East, I really feel for Coach Sneddon and his staff in the inability to recruit when they bring in five-star kids and they show them that barn that we refer to as Gutterson Arena. That same kid that walks into Quinnipiac or Chestnut Hill in B.C. or Agganis in Boston, we have no chance of garnering that recruit. And that's all I'm going to say. I couldn't agree
more. What about
more.
Basketball?
We're right on the cusp of pulling that trigger and getting us bigger and better.
Yep, appreciate the call, Ed. That's what it's all about, Richard.
Well, there's no question they're fighting the tough fight. We've been saying that forever. You're bringing in a recruit. Where do you want to play hockey, Condy Forum or Gutterson Fieldhouse?
Right.
I mean, if the kid is all for history, which kids aren't now, they'll pick BC. There's a reason why BU and BC are stacked every year. They have a huge advantage with the arenas.
If you want to jump in, 655-6672, 655-6672, Brady, what do you think? You think they should have, because you're an Albany guy. I don't know, would you ever say Albany? Well, I think it'd be tough for Albany to go ahead and join a major conference, but would you ever want that or no?
No, I think I like the idea of Albany being able to, or UVM, it doesn't matter, just throw my Albany roots out the window here. The question is, okay, you build a great arena, now you're in a position where you have the best facility in the league. Now you're in a position to win the league every single year, get to the tournament every single year, bring in the highest quality of player for this league every year, and yes, you might be saddled with a 13 seed every year, but you have a chance to get to the tournament every year. Do you really want to go join the Big East and deal with multiple 4-12 seasons? And where did the Big East come from, Arnie? Because if you're going to grow, why not just do the logical thing and join the Colonial League? UNC, Wilmington, Charleston, Towson, Northeastern, Hofstra, Delaware, all the cast-offs from the America East, that's where they went.
But that's a one bid league. I want to get bigger and better. Hey, I'm not breaking up with a 4 to date a 3. I'm breaking up with a 4 to date a 10, for crying out loud, Rich.
The idea to join the Big East. I mean, and Brady, you could touch on this as an Albany guy. I mean, at least Albany has a nice big shiny arena, and B, a population base, and C, they can back it up by playing games at whatever it's called this week, the Times Union Center. It's been through Knickerbocker and all the others, but I mean, Burlington just doesn't have the...
Brady, live in Mayberry, my friend, okay? Aunt B ain't coming around with a pie, and when we put you in jail,
whatever.
We don't leave the key up there so you can put your head through the bar and unlock it and go out at night with Otis the drunk. But it doesn't work that way, Rich.
So you're saying Albany, New York, and including Troy, Schenectady, and all the hundreds of thousands of people that live in that market is
the
same
care
thing
about
as 40,000... person Burlington, Vermont.
I don't care about their feelings, okay? I'm just caring about Vermont, and Vermont needs to get bigger. And this is a major university. Plus, what you're missing out is Vermont only takes 10,000 students. They could easily double that to 20,000.
Oh,
no
that'd
problemo.
Be a great idea.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, because
time
there
to
isn't
get
enough traffic
better.
Around the hill.
Oh,
yeah.
You are such
let's
a country.
Let's double the population of Burlington and not have any infrastructure.
What a country bumpkin you are.
You're not
man.
Thinking rationally.
Look, you're driving everybody away from here because of your asinine comments. All right, though, who's next up? Is it Brady? I didn't hear you because Rich was babbling.
Yeah, that's
Mike in South Burlington.
Mike in South Burlington. Mike, good afternoon. You're in the huddle with Rich and Arnie on 101.3 ESPN. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, you know, Arnie, I don't really agree with you all that much, a lot, but I think I got to agree with you this time about the arena. I don't think that they need to go to a bigger conference in basketball. I think if they build the building, I think we're going to get the better players to come in, just like the hockey. So I think that's where it's at, just getting the bigger place and getting the you know, more lights and the more shows on TV and stuff like that. And I think that'll help bring in the better players.
Yeah, and I appreciate the call. That's not good enough for me. I'm sorry.
So, I'll give you your sentence because you're saying he doesn't agree with.
No, yeah, I'm sorry. I can't be in this one bid, one horse town league anymore. Okay, I can't do it. I can't be in a one horse conference anymore. Okay, I understand you want to think that this is like a 5,000 population town, but Burlington's getting bigger. The university's getting bigger. We're building new facilities. It's time to grow as a university. It's time to get bigger. It's time to play with the big boys.
So the Big East.
The Big
Burlington,
East.
Vermont.
The Big East with the big boys.
That's
Let's go
hilarious.
To. Did you say Nick in Vermont? Where did you say? I don't even hear anymore. Nick, you're
Nick
on 101.3 ESPN. Hinesburg. There you go. What's
somewhere
Vermont?
In Vermont.
Yes. Nick, you're on 101.3. What's going on? Talk to us, Nick. I hear you breathing.
I love the idea. The program needs to get bigger and better. You know, if they suck for a little bit in the American or the Big Ten, whatever it is, they can go to the A-10, play
Big
Massachusetts, East. VCU, teams like that.
But absolutely.
You got to go bigger. That's it. Leave it to you, boys.
Yep. Rich. Rich, everybody agrees with me.
That's ridiculous.
They want to leave your country bumpkin behind.
So let's bring the Big East. Let's bring the Big East to Burlington, to our little brand new sparkling 4,000-seat arena.
Stop saying little. We're big boys up here. Let's go to Dave. Dave, you're in the huddle with Rich and Arnie on 101.3 ESPN. What's going on, Dave?
Arnie, you're a nut job. There's no reason we should be in the Big East. I agree with Rich 100%. We either stay where we are with a new arena, or we go to like the Colonial or the A-10. Those are great conferences.
All right, so you still want to go ahead and keep dating the four, right? You don't want to get bigger and better. You just want to go ahead and keep being this one horse town, and then if we don't make the tournament, if we don't win the conference tournament, we don't get to go every year, right?
Arnie, what do you know about fours? Isn't your wife at least a six?
Oh, yeah, there you go. Thank you. Yes, she is
a six, which is a miracle.
Yes. Thank you for that.
She must be drugged or something. What do you do?
It's just amazing.
Is it money? How do you get her?
I don't know. But it's amazing that so many people are afraid to get bigger and better. It's amazing that so many people are afraid. Oh, no, Arno, please. We can't do that.
Because we had one successful, amazing, unforgettable season. What would happen, Rich? What's the first thing everybody thinks about after this year? Oh, we have to do better next year.
What would happen if they didn't win that conference tournament and they didn't get to go to the NCAA tournament? I'd be sitting here just furious all could be. I'd say, come on now.
It's not that serious up here.
I go, come on, man. I'd say, that sucks. I go, we need to be in a league that gives you more than one bid. We need to be with the big boys,
I don't think it's that important to the people up here.
You know what?
I honestly
you may
don't.
Want to go to the prom and sit in the corner. The rest of the people want to get on
I
the
just
dance
think
floor.
People are thrilled and entertained by this team. And if they hadn't made it, then it would have sucked and we would have moved on with some other aspect of our life. I just don't think it's taken that seriously up here, and that's why it works.
What do you mean? What's not taken up? Sports isn't taken serious up here?
No, if Vermont doesn't make the big dance, then they'll go out and support them in the NIT.
All right. I'll tell you what, Sam Hyman, voice of your UVM Catamounts coming up next. Wait for that. You're in the huddle with Rich and Arnie right here on 101.3 ESPN.
Hey, this is Jeff Paul, host of Sports Saturday. Don't miss Irvin Bryson, head coach of the Vermont Bucks. He joins the show at 10:40 as we break down the Bucks' opening game of the season against Connecticut from Friday night. We're Sports Saturday this Saturday and every Saturday from 10 to noon, only on 101.3 ESPN.
You know how to tell if a man is serious about the work he does with his hands? Look at his feet. If he stands in a pair
on Indeed, as in independent research.
Is history if you never change.
Arnie, do you think you could be a little calmer this segment?
The Huddle with Rich and Arnie is back on 101.3 ESPN.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. You're in the huddle with Rich and Arnie right here at 101.3 ESPN. Rich, you know we are live at McGillicuddy's right here in Williston. Come right across. You know, after here, we could all just go over my house if you want.
Yeah, you live in one of the boxes across the street.
So just come on by. By the way, thanks to our friends at McGillicuddy's and Baker Distributing. Not only is it St. Patrick's Day, it's also Friday, obviously. Got the tournaments on, all kinds of Guinness stuff to be given away. And we're going to be giving away around the golf at the Basin Harbor. With a cart, so come out, get qualified for the raffle to go ahead and win that. By the way, if you're looking for the games, you could flip over to 960, or we'll just keep you updated. Like SMU with only a 7-point lead now over USC, 50-43, 11:35 left in that one. And Louisville now still hanging on to a 10-point lead over Jacksonville State. They've struggled all game long with them. 55-45, 10-minute mark left in that one. Rhode Island and Creighton just on the way. North Carolina leading Texas Southern 31-18, 8 minutes left first half there. Baylor earlier over at New Mexico State. Sam Hyman will join us in a little bit. Brady will let us know when we get him on the air. Oh, he's out with them. Let's go right to him. The voice of UVM basketball, it's Sam Hyman. How you doing, Sam?
I'm doing well, guys. Thanks for having me on again, and what a run for the Catamounts. They just came up short. Too much size in the end. We'll get into that in a second.
Yes. Sam, tell us, first of all, was there a lot of Vermont fans that made the trip all the way out to Milwaukee? Tell us.
Yeah, there were a lot of fan support for sure, and I spoke to Athletic Director Jeff Tillman at halftime during the game, and he was really impressed with the showing that the team had from a fan standpoint. There was had to be more than 350 fans at the game. A lot of parents from the players and kids and just a whole bunch. Fredo Haynes had his two little kids there, or two little brothers that are twins at the game. So it was all around a really good showing. The band was there, the dance team, the cheerleaders. So that was all fantastic to see, and a lot of support in Catawba Country.
Sam, they get down 7-2 early, and everybody's kind of going, uh-oh, here it comes. All of a sudden, boom, a 13-0 run, and you start thinking, I mean, at least in my opinion, when they got up 15-7 there after that big run in the first half, I'm thinking, well, if nothing else, you know, because we're not going to blow them out, if nothing else, this is going to keep it close later on. Is that the feeling you were sort of getting at that point?
Yeah, I think that was, and the run was great, and you saw guys not hesitate to take shots. I mean, Anthony Lamb was unbelievable in this game. Coach Becker said in postgame, this guy just seems to step up and play even better on the bigger stage, and he made a couple threes in the first half, and everything went the Catamounts way during that 13-0 run, and they led. What's crazy is they led for the majority of the first half. They led for nearly 13 minutes of that first half. It was a little over 12 minutes in the first half that they led, and to do that was really spectacular stuff. And they limited Purdue to their three-point shooting in the first half, and it was also a little bit of the Boilermakers being careless with the basketball. They turned it over, I think, eight times in the first half. So they made a big adjustment for that in the second half. But all in all, I definitely thought it was going to be close once that 13-0 run happened. I mean, that didn't happen by accident. You saw the entire first half, and at halftime it was just a one-point game. So it was a very competitive and really entertaining game to watch. But at the very end, it was just too much. Caleb Swanigan, who and also Vince Edwards, they scored a lot. And the difference in the game was the points in the paint, 42-24.
You know, Sam, we were trying to figure out the game plan going into the game yesterday. I'm like, oh, they've got to shoot a lot of threes, 25 to 30 of them. I assumed that was the game plan coming in because that was the only way you were going to be able to go with them. Going inside was going to be too tough.
Yes, I had the number around 10 for it to be competitive, and I kind of hit the nail right on the head. They made 10 threes and played a competitive game. So, they could have used some more in that second half in particular. Ernie Duncan took 10 threes and only made three of them, but I thought the difference in the game, one of the big differences was Kurt's injury in the latter portion of the second half, or the first half, excuse me. He went down with that knee injury. Not really sure the specifics on that quite yet, but he really is a great two-way player. Coach Becker says he's the best two-way player we have on our team, and he provided a lot of support on Vince Edwards, who went off in the second half and ended up with 21 points. But I did think that Kurt going out really hurt the Catamounts in the second half. Although at the 12-minute mark in the second half, it was a one-point game. But I think Kurt's absence really was devastating, especially to go down like that with an injury.
Yeah, and it was like you said, I'm glad you brought up the defensive part of things, because you're right, Edwards sort of went off as soon as he got hurt. Everybody thinks the style is instant offense, comes in, puts up a bunch of threes, and you know, he puts points on the boards and really lights it up, but his defense was outstanding. I mean, they lose three guys. They lose Payen, they lose Wills, they lose Steidel. How does this team look on paper to you coming back next year?
I definitely think they're the favorites once again. I mean, you've got Anthony Lamb, by far, he's definitely the best rookie, obviously. He was awarded the Rookie of the Year this year, but I think he's the best player in the conference. To put up 20 points, 9 rebounds, make 3 of 6 threes, 8 of 12 from the floor on such a big stage, he's only going to get that much better. And he's the guy you continue to build this program around. He's only going to be a sophomore. And Trayvell Haynes is coming back, the American Youth Player of the Year. He's going to be a senior. You still have Peyton Henson, Ernie Duncan. So really, when you look at it, you're only going to miss one starter from last year. That's Kurt Steidel, and obviously the energy that comes off the bench with Trey Wills and Darren Payne had a really nice senior season to cap things off, but there's a lot of refueling, retooling that this team has next year. The guys that redshirted, Everett Duncan, who some people have been telling me on the team is one of the best three-point shooters on the squad, and he had to redshirt. So, and then Keon and Benny Shungu. So I think it'll be another year where they really make a run. Now, I don't know if they'll go 16-0 again or win 21 straight games, but hey, they're poised to get, they're at least poised to make a run and get back to the NCAA tournament. And I think there's no doubt in my mind that Coach Brecker will have them again at the top of the Americas.
Last thing before we let you go, Sam, how was it for you? I mean, your first year with UVM, you go to the NCAA tournament, you're calling the game right there, tournament action. How was this first year with UVM for you?
Oh, man, it was all that I could ask for and more. I definitely didn't expect it to go this. I didn't expect it to go this well, but after being told that this team had the chance to be one of the best ever in Vermont history to win 29 games, the school record, to go 16-0 in conference play, and just being around the guys and forming relationships with the team and the players and the coaches was such a cool thing. That's the difference from a broadcast standpoint when you're the national guy, the television guy, and I'd love to do TV games down the line, but the coolest thing about being a broadcaster for the team is getting the ins and outs and watching film sessions and learning about how things work and what plays and it's just really a unique experience. Even on Selection Sunday, I mean, just to be in that room and watch the intensity magnify when the Catamounts' name was called was so cool, and I'm very, very thankful for this opportunity and very much excited for next year. So it was awesome, and I can't thank everyone enough at the station and all the coaches, the athletic department, and the players. It was a heck of a ride. They played a heck of a game, too, against one of the best front courts in the country and probably one of the best, if not the best, front court player in Caleb Swanigan. So what a ride.
Just to let you know, every year is exactly like this one, Sam.
Yes, exactly.
Just to let you know.
Sam, thank you very much. We certainly appreciate having you all year long.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it as well. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of the show and the rest of the college basketball March Madness.
You got
Thanks,
it. Sam,
great Sam job,
Hyman,
buddy.
Voice of the Vermont Catamounts. Bravo.
Yeah,
yes.
What a thing to walk into.
How great is that? That is just awesome. Hey, is every year like this? 29 wins, a new school record, yeah. And all stuff like that. So he must have been very, very happy. How great is that? You know what I mean?
I could tell we're live because people are trying to have conversations with us while we have headphones wrapped around and we talk.
I only talk to the pretty women. I let the guys talk to you.
Well, there's plenty of both here. So.
By the way, tonight the Vermont Bucks open up their season tonight, so
right.
7 o'clock. I'm a little excited about that.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to run over there, but I suspect they'll have a big crowd. I think the curiosity factor is big. I think people want to see what Gutterson Fieldhouse is going to look like. And it's going to be fun. I'll definitely take in some games.
All right, then we'll come back, finish out the hour. I want to say something about our bracket contest, plus a little bit about Jose Fernandez if we get to it. You're in the huddle with Rich and Arnie right here on 101.3 ESPN.
Hey, this is Jeff Paul, host of Sports Saturday. Bernie Siplicki and I break down the NCAA tournament and tie a bow on UVM's magical season. That's Sports Saturday, this Saturday and every Saturday from 10 to noon, only on 101.3 ESPN.
It's a new day, a fresh start, because Time Warner Cable is now Spectrum. Redefining what a cable company can be with promises.
Responsibly, Canadian Mist Blended Canadian Whiskey. 40% alcohol by volume. Brown Foreman, Louisville, Kentucky.
Let's get back inside the huddle with Rich and Arnie, 101.3 ESPN.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. You're in the huddle with Rich and Arnie right here at 101.3 ESPN. We are live at McGillicuddy's, Rich, in Williston. We want you to come on out. This place is packed. So
I'm kind of wedged in front of you here.
Yeah, so Rich got up for a second because with us right next to me, by the way, we have our bracket challenge going on. Over 300 people signed up. I think it's 311. How do I know it's 311, Rich? Because I am in 311th place. I am.
He's not kidding.
I am not kidding, no. People. I am not. Brady, when you looked it up, because I couldn't find my name today, and I said, Brady, I can't find my bracket. I can't find my bracket, right?
You're actually in 331st.
Out of 311.
That's quite a trick. That's quite. So I'm 331, I think, out of 331.
I don't know,
is there anybody worse than me? But
you're 331 out of 332.
Okay, so there's one person worse than me. One person.
Why does this not surprise me?
Yeah, probably some third grader. But sitting next to me who came to McGillicuddy's is Jaden, who also entered the bracket contest. Even though I am dead last, Jaden is actually in first place with a perfect bracket, right? You did the whole thing, and you're perfect right now.
So far, so good, yeah.
So far, now, who did you have winning the whole thing?
I have Duke winning the whole thing.
Do you, like, put, like, time into this, or did you just, like, is, like, your girlfriend going, oh, I like those uniforms, so I'm going to do that one, honey?
No, she'd like to think so.
So, I mean, so how are you figuring all this out?
So I spent probably, you know, a couple hours doing some research. I watched a couple of the conference tournaments. And, you know, as with everything, there's some skill and some luck involved. I mean, I got the Northwestern game right. That could have gone either way. Arkansas won today by a couple points. That was a tight one. So you take what you can get and chalk it up to skill.
He's feeling good with his $101.
Yes, so if you've gotten every one of them right,
yeah,
I assume.
He's perfect, yeah.
So far, I'm perfect, yeah.
All right.
He's perfect.
Wow, so nothing.
Let me tell you, now, if you go perfect for the whole thing, don't you win like $1 billion?
You win, I think, a quintillion. Oh, no, that's the odds. Yeah. A quintillion.
We'll have to talk to Warren about that.
Yeah,
you've got
to talk
to
Warren Buffett about that one. So who do you have in your final four? What is your final four?
So my championship is Duke versus Kansas.
Oh.
And I have Arizona and I think Kentucky in my final four.
Now I want to root against you, but I picked Arizona. So look at me. I want to root against them. Am I just a bad person?
Jealous.
Now we have two people have had perfect brackets. Jade Neer and somebody else has a perfect bracket.
Full disclosure, I can't stand Duke, so I'm kind of rooting against myself, too.
Oh, jeez. All right, well, Jade, best of luck to you, okay, my friend? If you win the money, I think you should throw a big party for everybody.
Absolutely.
That's what I want.
It'd be my pleasure.
I love it.
As big a party as one could throw for $101.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's what I can do.
Yeah, well, and our sales guy will throw in money, too.
That's
going to match it.
It'll double it.
All right, Jay, thanks a lot. Best of luck.
Happy St. Paddy's, guys.
You too.
Thanks.
Happy St. Paddy's Day. All right, if you guys want to get in, 655-6672, hour one already in the books, which we're cruising along. We're going to come back, and we'll talk to Buster Olney of ESPN. Time to get a little baseball in there. You're in the huddle with Rich and Arnie right here on 101.3 ESPN.
WCPV, Essex, Burlington, Plattsburgh.
Hey, this is Traylor Haynes.
Hey, this is Kurt Suttle of the University of Vermont basketball team.
And you're listening to your home for UVM Hoops.
101.3 ESPN. Go Cats.
Speaking of those Cats, they lose yesterday in the NCAA tournament, but a historic season it was. 29-6, UVM finishes out. Again, the most wins in school history. The only America East team to ever go unbeaten in conference play. Congratulations. Thank you for all the memories. And everyone here in Burlington, Plattsburgh certainly did appreciate the ride. Cats lose 80-70 to Purdue. The Yanks threw a no-hitter today in spring training. Three pitchers. Masahiro Tanaka was the starter. It's the first spring no-hitter since 1983. Dante Hightower re-signs with the New England Patriots. The Jets, did they pull out of the deal because of injury concerns? Well, Hightower's physical was less than perfect in their minds. Rich and Arnie are live at McGillicuddy's in Williston at St. Paddy's Day. Stop by Buster Olney's next Power Play, 535, 101.3 ESPN.
Call Rich and Arnie now to sound off. The huddle is on 101.3 ESPN.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. You're in the huddle with Rich and Arnie right here at 101.3 ESPN as we are live at McGillicuddy's in Williston. We want you to come on by. This place is rocking, Rich, and of course, you could win some free golf. So tell everybody about that.
And I believe I just heard about I just heard some Dropkick Murphys, which we will now hear 47 more times in various places around the Champlain Valley.
You were up and dancing
tonight,
my friend. And
by the way, did you like that little jig I did?
I did. That was awesome. By the way, we have some specials on Guinness, so come
of
on
course.
By. We're going to be giving away around the golf at Basin Harbor. That's with a cart.
Yep.
So come out, get qualified for the raffle to win all that. Right here at McGillicuddy's in Williston, where we're hanging out for St. Patrick's Day on this Friday. So
look at this place.
It's packed. It's great. I love it, man. I love it. See? It's, welcome to the big time.
And
huh?
We got here at, 3 o'clock-ish, and there was absolutely nowhere for us to sit.
Well, that's because they wanted to see the show, Rich.
Well, this is the perfect store, man. This is, what better place to be than an Irish bar? A, St. Patty's. B, it's Friday. C, it's a perfect, beautiful day after a hell of a week weather-wise. And, oh, yeah, it's March Madness on every TV.
You know, I was impressed. A couple of our listeners came by. They're eating lunch in front of us, and one of them is 88 years old.
Yep.
And played for Dayton, I believe, in the NCAA tournament. So, very impressive. 88 years old, played in the NCAA tournament.
A former Dayton Flyer.
All right, let's go out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line. Joining us, as he does every week from ESPN, it's Buster Olney. How you doing, Buster?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you guys doing?
We're doing awesome. Hey, UVM lost, though. Your alma mater Vanderbilt lost yesterday. That was a tough game, man. Tough day for you, huh?
Well, see, I thought that you were going to move on. I mean, it's baseball season, right? Are we still talking about basketball? No, you're right. I'm kidding. It was a heartbreaker. I got sick to my stomach. I especially felt bad for the kid who made the mistake for Vanderbilt at the end of the game with the intentional foul. Very frustrating day. But that's what happens if you're going to enter the big dance.
Buster, I'll ask you flat out because I'm on a plane from Montreal to Phoenix tomorrow and spending a week sitting on the grassy berm watching baseball. And I want you to tell me what the difference is between Arizona spring training and Florida spring training as you see it.
The drives. It's so much less time and travel for teams to go from one ballpark to another ballpark from a spring training site. And that's why so many people prefer to have their spring trainings in Arizona.
Yeah. Buster, your thoughts on the World Baseball Classic now? Hey, there's been some good stuff going on, but I don't know if anybody's paying attention. What do you think?
No, I don't think look, the other day you had a great matchup between Dominican Republic and Venezuela, and 16,000 people were at the ballpark at Petco Park. I was going to write something in the week ahead that if you're Major League Baseball and you have a partner in this endeavor in the Players Association, the next time around, if I'm Major League Baseball, I'm telling the Players Association, look, if the players are not going to be on board for this, and a lot of the great stars, especially for the U.S. team, are not interested in playing, then forget it. We're not going to do it. Because when the games start, the product is good. Like, the games are fun. The players are into it. There's a lot of emotion. But it's clear that every few years, every 4 years when we have this, there's all this conversation about who's not there, and that needs to end. And if I'm Manfred, I'm telling the union, look, you're theoretically, this is as much your product as it is ours, and you should make damn well sure that the players are there. And if you're not going to get there, then we're going to end this thing. And you can, for you guys as a money-making entity, it's going to disappear.
With that in mind, what were your thoughts on the comments by Adrian Gonzalez against the Classic?
Well, I mean, he was speaking specifically to how players are treated, and I've heard stories about that, too, that they feel like that there was sort of haphazard, arrangements, haphazard treatment of the players and their families. It was felt, as, one official said to me, that for the players it felt more like an AAU tournament and how loose it was. But, I mean, let's face it, some of Adrian's comments were made because of the fact that his team got eliminated over a rule discrepancy, argument, and and as one person said, and I love Adrian Gonzalez, but someone said he never met an argument he didn't make.
Buster Olney joining us on the TikTok Jewelers guest line from ESPN. All right, Buster, let's get to a little Red Sox. What are we hearing about David Price? How long is he going to be out? How long should he be out? Should we be rushing him back? Something to be concerned about here? And he said if he was younger, he would have had surgery. What's going on here, Buster?
Well, and this whole situation is being watched very closely by officials with other teams. And let's face it, there are all the signs of a pitcher having an existing injury in there. When David talked about if this had, you know, if he had been younger, he would have had surgery. That tells you a lot that there probably is something in there. And, you know, in recent years, we've been talking about Masahiro Tanaka as being a guy with a ticking time bomb in his elbow, a partial tear. Yeah. I don't know what's exactly in Price's elbow, but it wouldn't surprise me if that was the case, that you have a, you know, a pitcher who's got an injury. And you don't know when it's going to, you know, blow up, but at some point, it you know, there's a chance that it will. Now, look, when Tanaka was injured, people around baseball, writers were saying he needs to have Tommy John. He's pitched 3 years with that ticking time bomb in his elbow, and he's been terrific as recently as today in the exhibition game they played.
Buster, you like the choice of Porcello over Sale for opening day for the Sox?
Yes, I do, because he was a Cy Young Award winner. And just knowing how players think, you know, there's a pecking order. There's a protocol. There's an etiquette in these situations. And Porcello was voted the best pitcher in the American League last year. And no matter what team he was on, you know, he should be able to get the ball first. And here's the other thing, too. Chris Sale is a pro. He understands how these things work. And I think, you know, going to a new team, he would have, in any case, would have said, look, whichever way you go, that's fine with me. And when I talked to Chris earlier this spring, he talked a lot about really just wanting to keep the focus on the field. And so I don't think he's going to worry about who's one, two, or three in the pecking order.
Yeah. Buster Olney joining us on the TikTok Jewelers guest line. You check him out at ESPN, joins us every week. Hey, Buster, let's get over to the New York Yankees, my friend Gary Sanchez. How good has he been this spring? What's going on with the Yankees?
I've never seen a team have as close to a perfect spring training the way the Yankees have this year. And I, you know, who knows how that's going to translate into the regular season. But you talk about a team getting absolutely perfect answers to so many questions, getting tremendous performances, avoiding injuries. If you're a Yankee fan, you probably want to knock on wood after that statement. You know, Greg Bird, who missed all last year, has had a great spring. Sanchez has had a great spring. Gleyber Torres, the prospect they got from the Cubs last year, has had a great spring. Michael Pineda, I saw him pitch the other night. He was phenomenal. You know, Tanaka has been exceptional this spring. They are getting great performances all over the place.
Although very predictable, I assume that the expectations on Sanchez are going to be way too high heading to the season, huh?
Well, if you think that he's going to average a home run every three games and, you know, he's going to hit 50 home runs and be the MVP of the American League, that's a little high. But I think he's a really good player. And if you told me at the end of the year he had 25 to 30 homers and, you know, continue to play strong defense, then I'd say yes, that's absolutely reasonable. And it was interesting to me when I was in Yankees camp early this spring, and I asked C.C. Sabathia and Brian Cashman, the general manager, about, you know, the expectations for Sanchez and how will he deal with that. Their answers are interesting to me because they quickly dismissed it. And I asked Cashman about it later, and he said, look, this kid is very focused. He's very low-key. He's not about trying to be a star. He's not about trying to build his brand. He just wants to get better, and that's why they're confident that he's not going to be overwhelmed by those expectations you referred to.
All right. Buster, always a pleasure, my friend. Hey, opening day right around the corner. We can't wait, so enjoy your weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds great, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Buster. Only everybody of ESPN. Right around the corner, Rich. You're going out to vacation, man. You're going out there.
Right around the corner, literally, for me. I'll be sitting there on Sunday afternoon out in Scottsdale.
Is there a game you're going right to off the bat, or you're just going to stroll out there and whatever you see, you see?
I'm going to go see whatever. I couldn't. When it comes to that, I don't care. All I know is the high is supposed to be 96 on Sunday.
I have very mixed
emotions about that.
I want to see some selfies. I want to see you out at the ballpark in shorts, white tan. Your white farmer's tan, and you just enjoying the sun and a cold beverage.
Well, I can guarantee you all of those things that you just said will happen. There will be a cold beverage, and there will be very, very white skin on this
point. Don't forget your sunglasses, that's for sure.
Well, I forgot to ask Buster what part of the world he's in. We were just talking to him because I was going to borrow him, I don't know, for maybe a few tickets.
Well, we'll get Brady to work on that for you.
Okay.
I'll call tomorrow. I'll take care of that.
What do you mean the price is tripled?
What do you mean it's $1,000? What do you mean it's a couple of Husky? I'll get it for you. We'll get Rich free tickets. All right. By the way, you're in the huddle with Rich and Arnie right here. 101.3 ESPN. That's easy for me to say. Update day two of the tournament.
Wow.
Real quick, major upset possibly happening right now.
Yep.
USC, an 11 seed, leads SMU 66-65. And they're looking
Hey, Eddie.
They're looking to see if that's a three
Down
pointer.
In front.
It is a three pointer.
Okay.
So there's going to be
Sales Weasel is blocking our way.
So there's going to be 12 seconds left in the game, 12.3 seconds left. And I believe SMU could go to the line for two, but they are down by one, 66-65, as they were the number 60. That's one of my final four teams.
Yeah, mine too.
is SMU. So
let me get this straight. You're already 331st out of 332.
Yes.
And your final four pick is
SMU.
About to lose in the first round.
Well, they're down by one, 12.3 seconds left. I think they're going to be shooting two. It's not going to be a 1-on-1. And the guy at the line is a 62% foul shooter. It is going to be a 1-on-1.
And he missed it.
Oh. So there you go. USC got the rebound.
Wow.
And now they're going to go to the line to extend that lead. This could be one of the – this would be the probably big first major upset considering that USC had in the play.
Yeah, I mean, everything went pretty much chalk yesterday for the most part. Obviously, what was it, Middle Tennessee was the one upset, or was it Eastern Tennessee? These teams with Eastern, Northern, Western stuff in their names confuse me.
The game's going on right now. Rhode Island leads Creighton 25-20, 2:37 left first half there, and North Carolina leading Texas Southern. They're crushing them 52-27, so they're almost doubling them up that game at the half. So that's the games going on right now.
So another year of no 16-1 matchups.
USC missed the front end of a one-on-one. So with 7 seconds left and the clock running, SMU better shoot the ball because there's this 2-1. Oh, that's it. They missed it. USC just pulled the upset.
Wow.
The Trojans in the Pac-12 will advance. USC 66. SMU 65. There goes my bracket.
Mine too.
And my final four out the stinking window.
Both of us just lost a final four.
I'm now going to be, I was 331st. Now I'm going to be 332nd. And for sure, in dead last place. So
have you
the Trojans.
One right?
Yes, I've gotten one right. Stop
you sure?
it. I'm not. I got nine right the first day, but that's
well,
not
how can you be in last out of 332 people if you have any right?
Because, you don't get any right to be in last place. Nine can put you in last. It's not that tough to be picking these games, but obviously it's tough for me for crying out loud.
This has been a rough year for you prognosticating.
It has been very rough.
Right from the start.
All my teams suck. That's why I'm like Charlie Brown. My teams are never going to win again. I'll die before my teams win again. I'll be like the Cub fans for crying out loud.
Well,
SMU waited way too long. They got
they
a
did.
Decent look at the clock, but they didn't get into their offense right away. They just took the rebound, came down, kind of waited a little bit. USC wins it by one, 66-65.
That is unbelievable. USC playing in the play-in game. Meanwhile, SMU just storming through their
Syracuse
tournament.
Syracuse did it last year.
I had a chance to see them a couple times in their tournament, and they look completely unbeatable, thus why I put them in the Final Four.
Yes.
Wow, that's a big upset.
Yeah, major upset there. So I'm wondering how many people are like, oh, there goes my bracket right out the stinking window for crying out loud.
They don't care. It's St. Patrick's Day.
We're talking a lot about Vermont. Even though they lost, I still think it was a very successful and great season. And we were taking a lot of calls in hour number one. If you want to jump in, 655-6672, 655-6672. I said now as we start looking for the future for Vermont, I think it's about time they need to grow. You know, America East Conference has had major changes over the last 8, 10, 12 years. There's only four original members. I'm proposing with the new school gymnasium they're going to build, with the new hockey arena they're going to refurbish, yeah. with the new sports complex that they're going to be adding, and a sports dorms and all that stuff, that maybe it's time to transfer and leave the America East, like a lot of schools have done, and join the Big East and play with the big boys.
That's funny.
They've had Butler on the schedule this year. They had Providence on the schedule uh-huh. this year. You know, the St. John's, the Villanovas of the world, schools like that, DePaul, they're all basketball-oriented. They have the money. You could go ahead, bring in a better quality athlete. You could bring in more kids to go to school here. I think it's a win-win situation. You know, I know you're afraid, Rich, because you've got the country bumpkin attitude.
No. You've said a lot of ridiculous things on this show, but this one might be going
really?
Right to the top.
Everybody really kind of agrees with me.
Well, the Big East?
Yeah. I think there's only been one caller that's disagreed with me
so far. I know it, which
I couldn't
believe. The Big East, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars. You can't play in the Big East in Burlington, Vermont with a 4,500-seat gym, which is what the new arena is scheduled. Plus, you also have to... You have to get the okay to build this thing. We've been hearing about a new arena for as long as we've been hearing about the CERC.
Rich, they did pass the first part now.
That's
that was
great.
Just passed, so that's the beginning of it. If that's all you're worried about, we'll take care of that.
No, it isn't. You obviously can't put UVM in the Big East.
Why?
I am all for leaving America East.
They put Creighton there. They put Butler there. These schools were no bigger than Vermont as a mid-major. Look at Gonzaga. They were a mid-major, and, they go ahead and they were in the championship.
They can't even find the money to build an arena. They haven't even come close. How are they going to find the money to join the Big East?
Let's go to John real quick. John, good afternoon. You're in the huddle with Richard Arnie at 101.3 ESPN. What's going on, John?
Hey, Arnie, I've got to expand upon what you're saying. I think the Big East is a bit of aggressive, but look at a school like Siena or St. Bonaventure or BU and Northeastern. They've all left this conference. So it's like, why can't we join the Patriot League or the MAC that, you know, has a little bit higher standard of play than what the America East is?
Yeah, no, that's
that I'm fine with.
That's what I'm saying, Rich.
But no, you're not. You're saying let's go to the Big East.
Well,
there's a huge difference.
But we were the same as Butler. We were the same as Creighton. Look at St. John's struggling. You're going to get more money. I mean, you got to go ahead, and it's a natural fit. The travel's not that bad. You're going to get better athletes. It's a win-win situation. Hey, they played to a decent game against Butler. They, wasn't good against Providence, but those things equal out. When you get the better class of athletes coming in, hey, were you embarrassed with Vermont's performance against Purdue? We'll talk about that. We'll take more of your calls, 655-6672, 655-6672. What's next for the Vermont Catamounts? How high is that ceiling? Where do they go from here? We'll get to all that. Plus, we got power play. The new and exciting game sweeping the country. You're in the huddle with Rich and Arnie right here on 101.3 ESPN.
Hey, this is Jeff Paul, host of Sports Saturday. Don't miss Irvin Bryson, head coach of the Vermont Bucks. He joins the show at 10:40 as we break down the Bucks' opening game of the season against Connecticut from Friday night. We're Sports Saturday this Saturday and every Saturday from 10 to noon.
Rich and Arnie, 101.3 ESPN.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. You're in the huddle with Rich and Arnie right here on 101.3 ESPN live at McGillicuddy's in Williston. Come on by. This place is rocking right now. So, and we just saw USC upset SMU. All kinds of fun stuff happening out here. And not only that, Guinness specials. If you're not here now, you're missing out. When you get off work, come on down and check it on out here.
Everybody's in a great mood. I can't imagine why. It's sunny. It's Friday.
Yeah, exactly.
It's St. Patty's Day and March Madness is on, and we're in an Irish bar. But, yeah, one guy was just standing out there for 10 minutes waiting to come in and tell us he likes our show. Another guy came in and wrote trivia on a napkin.
Give me the trivia question. I didn't see it.
If this is a tough one. See if I can read it. Yeah. It's literally on a guy's napkin. In what year did Villanova men's, I guess that's basketball, B-ball team play at St. Michael's? Can you imagine Villanova at St.
I would have no idea on
and
that
And what was the score?
Is that all he wants to know? What, does he give you the answer?
1923.
1923. You were at that game, weren't you?
Yeah, that's a good one.
You did the play-by-play, Richard.
I did. I wish I had.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm guessing the Ross Sports Center wasn't quite built by then, but they played somewhere on that campus.
You know, I brought up about the Vermont going to the Big East. How would you love to have the Villanovas come up once a year,
oh,
the
St.
John's, you know, the Butlers. I mean, can you imagine this place rocking with not only going to see these out-of-town teams, but think of the extra tourism it would bring to Burlington, not that it needs any more.
And I know where you're going with this, but it's you're still not going to convince me that a move to the Big East is the way to go for you and your basketball.
Do you want
to
get
too drastic?
Wow, the BS buzzer just hit.
And he's right. It's just a ridiculous proposition. I am all for them, if at least looking into moving out of America East. But what about the possibility that this is cyclical and you're just saying this because they're so much better than everyone right now in America East? If they were 0-16 in America East this year, would you be talking like this?
No, but they weren't. So I am talking. Brady, am I wrong on that? You hit the BS buzzer.
Yes, you're wrong. There, like Rich just said, there's a time where maybe you can start to explore leaving the America East. One, the Big East is not the place to go next. If you were going to go somewhere else, it would be the Patriot League or the Colonial League or somewhere like that. But for you to say, imagine this place would be rocking if they played Villanova. They would rock if they played Villanova now because it would be such a rarity. It would be so special. If they played Villanova every year and lost by 35 for the first 7 years that they're in the conference, nobody would be there.
Right, but you know what, though? You're not going to get Villanova unless you join the conference. That's the only problem. I don't understand. Usually, you're not against advancement. You're not against, you know, things getting bigger and better. That's why we're not in horse and buggies anymore. We drive cars now, Rich. You know, progression. That's what the world is about.
I'll say it. The same thing I've been saying constantly since 4 o'clock, since we started the show. I'm all for progression. I'm all for looking into getting out of America.
So what, you want to go to Conference USA? Some baloney?
No,
another
you
baloney?
Can't go to Conference USA. Your shortest trip would be like Tennessee.
How come Boston University and Drexel and, you know, all those other schools can leave
the
American?
Go to Colonial. Go to the Mac. Go somewhere else. At least look into it. I'm all for that, but to say to join the
Vermont already
join
played
the Big East is ridiculous.
Vermont already played Butler.
It's a big city conference with huge arenas.
Vermont already played Butler. Vermont already played Providence this year. And stop with this small town, aw shucks attitude, okay, Opie?
What do you want to do, build an 18,000-seat arena up on the hill?
Nothing. If we're going to get a new arena, nothing wrong with building a 10,000-seat arena there.
Gosh, you're not thinking logistically here what that would mean. Can you imagine a 10,000? Where are they going to put everybody? Where are they going to park? It's going to take 3 hours to get out of the parking lot.
They're going to make it 5,000. Just double it, for crying out loud.
5,000 is fine. But 10,000, that's crazy.
All right, so keep it at 7,500. I'll compromise there.
And what if the team stunk? Can you
imagine
playing in a 10,000-seat arena?
Oh,
there'd be 100 people.
What if there's traffic? What if we stink? What if we're not good enough? My goodness. If I had to think like that, we'd still be dying from, whooping cough.
You're just throwing stuff out and seeing what sticks. You're not thinking about the consequences of a 10,000-seat arena.
Do you see? Are you kidding me? You haven't seen the progression of a Butler or a Creighton or a Gonzaga or some of these mid-majors?
Big city teams with big arenas.
Do you understand? Let me explain something to you, okay? You used to die from the whooping cough. You don't die from that anymore. We progress in medicine. We progress in everything. What makes you think that little Burlington can't play with the big boys? The Seton Halls of the world, the Xaviers, the St. John's. I mean, the DePauls. I bet you we could take DePaul right now. Don't you know? You're doing this shallow thinking. That shallow thinking.
I don't think
small
moving up
thinking
to the Colonial Athletic Conference or whatever it's called would be shallow thinking. Yeah, how do you figure that? Moving up, moving on. You're a good team. It's like UVM hockey years ago. They were like 5-24.
Right. Now look at them now. Now
look
at them now.
Instead, they joined a much better conference, and they got better.
You're making my point. Get bigger and better. Join a bigger conference, but get bigger and better.
But going from ECAC to Hockey East is nothing like the jump we're talking about, going from America East to Big East. That's an enormous jump that will require $100 million to accomplish.
No, it's not going to require $100 million. Slow down on that. You mean to build a new stadium and everything like that?
Well, no, there's going to be money involved. You think it costs a lot now to join the Victory Club up there. Imagine what it would cost to buy tickets to see St. John's and Villanova every night.
All right, well, we'll argue about this. All right, we got Power Play, the new and exciting game. In the country, and either we're going to get a winner right off the bat because we made it a very friendly topic today. Very friendly.
Okay, well,
friendly
is better than what you usually say.
Yes, friendly topic. So that's coming up next. Start lining up for Power Play. Fabulous prizes. 655-6672. 655-6672. You're in the huddle with Rich and Arnie on 101.3 ESPN.
Hey, this is Jeff Paul, host of Sports Saturday. Bernie Siplicki and I break down the NCAA tournament and tie a bow on UVM's magical season. That's Sports Saturday, this Saturday and every Saturday from 10 to noon, only on 101.3 ESPN.
Hey, if you're out and about this weekend, RJ's would love to host you. They know Vermonters like their bars for many different reasons, and that's why Reuben James has a little something for everybody. If you're looking for a place to watch a big game this weekend, RJ's has huge flat-screen TVs. If you're looking for some of the best local food, they've got you covered there, too. Reuben James has a wide array of specialty burgers and sandwiches, and, of course, their signature wings as well. And, well, if you're thirsty, they've got you covered with a variety of drink specials every night. Reuben James can be your go-to sports bar or, late at night, your go-to party spot with DJ spinning four nights a week. Reuben James, Main Street, downtown Burlington.
Can the words thrilling and efficient be used to describe the same vehicle? Yes, if it's the BMW X5 xDrive 40e iPerformance. This plug-in hybrid delivers the driving dynamics you expect from BMW with fuel efficiency that may take you by surprise. It combines an electric motor with a twin-power turbo gas engine for an
multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Fantasy base.
Two guys talking sports. It's The Huddle with Rich and Arnie on 101.3 ESPN.
All right, what is going on here? I'm not playing power play, the new and exciting game, sweeping the country until every line is full. And because I had a feeling that Rich told me it's a little bit hard today, we brought out the big prizes, the big guns. How about a four-pack of tickets to the Harlem Globetrotters on the 29th here? Patrick Jim, the Harlem Globetrotters. Four-pack of tickets, people. So 655-6672, 655-6672. If you don't fill that line up, all those lines, by the time I'm going through the instructions, we will not play power play. Rich and I keep the tickets. We'll scalp two of them.
Right.
And then we'll go to the stuff ourselves.
Right, we'll just spend the next 15 minutes drinking Guinness.
Matter of fact, let me give you the three possible answers. First of all, let me tell you how we play the game. We ask you a question. If you get that question wrong, you'll hear this. And we move on. If you come on the air and go, wait a minute, you're going too fast, you'll hear this. And we move on. If you tell me we got something wrong, you're probably right, but I don't care. You'll still hear this. And we move on. If you get a question right, we ask you another. If you get all 10 questions right, you get that four-pack of tickets to see the Globetrotters. And because it's St. Patrick's Day, let me give you the three possible answers. In honor of St. Patrick's Day, Guinness beer, so you could just say Guinness, Jameson whiskey, so you could just say Jameson, or you could say both. So it's Guinness, Jameson, or both.
Wow.
Guinness, Jameson, or both. So, Rich, if I said to you, this is a beer, you would say what?
Guinness?
You are so good at this game. Brady, if I said to you, this is a whiskey, you would say?
Jameson?
Oh, you are so good. Rich, if I said to you, this has alcohol in it, you would say?
That would be both.
Okay, people, don't make it any harder than it's got to be because I have a four-pack of tickets to the Globetrotters on this. Don't make me look like a moron. I said we were going to get a winner in like two calls. So, without further ado, it is time for Power Play. Remember now, Guinness, Jameson, or both. Guinness, Jameson, or both. Rich, how many calls do you think we're going to go through before we get away?
I don't know, but can Jenna Jameson be the right
answer? No, it's not Jenna Jameson.
Oh, okay.
Brady, how many calls are we going to go through before we get a winner?
Eight.
Eight?
Oh, wow.
I say we're not getting a winner tonight. I say we're not getting a winner. Let's start with Dave in Colchester. Dave, are you ready to prove me wrong? Are you ready for power play?
Do it.
All right, what are the three answers, Dave?
Jameson, Guinness, or both?
All right, confidence level not high.
No, but we're on a diet,
not high.
So hang in there.
Developed
Let's
in
go.
The city of Dublin. All right, here we go. Developed in the city of Dublin.
Got it.
He's got You know, let me explain something to you people. When you give an answer and you hear this, and then you give the same answer again, even after we played that, you're still going to hear this. and we're going to move on. Let's go to Patrick in Burlington. Patrick, are you ready for power play?
I am so ready.
What are the three answers?
Guinness, Jameson, or both?
Developed in the city of Dublin.
Both.
Yes.
Oh, look at that.
All right.
Introduced in the year 1759.
Jameson.
No. This is going to be a long game. This is going to be a long game. We're not going to get a winner, are we? We're not getting a winner. This is going to be way too long. We should have come up with. We got to come up with easier questions, like beer is fun to drink, true or false? And it could be.
Well, I can't believe it. This is the opposite of the way you usually.
I know that. This
is, you're always saying how simple it is.
I know that, but I mean, we really got to dumb it down for our listeners. I'm sorry to say it like that, but we got to. Beer has alcohol, true, false, stuff like that. We really got. Let's go to Mark in Milton. Mark, are you ready for power play?
He's not ready.
Mark, he's not ready.
Okay.
Hit the buzzer on him then, for crying out loud.
See ya.
655-6672, 655-6672.
How about Craig
Guinness?
In Essex?
Right, let's try Craig in Essex. What the heck? Craig, are you ready for power play?
Yes, I am.
What are the three answers, Craig?
Guinness, Jameson, or both.
All right, confidence level high here. Introduced in the year 1759.
Jameson.
Okay, there you go.
Confidence level high.
You know, how do you not even get, like, if this was like a spelling test or something, I could understand you getting it wrong. But it's like true, false. It's like, yeah. A, B, and C.
Well, you definitely have to be a good listener.
No, you don't even have to be.
Yeah, you do.
No, because you could guess.
Like that one, he wasn't listening to the last
answer. But you could still guess. You got a 33% chance of getting it right if you guess. It's not that hard to guess. 655-6672, 655-6672. We're giving away a 4-pack of tickets to the Globetrotters.
Maybe.
Mike now, in Richmond.
I could say you could have 100-pack of tickets to the Globetrotters. We're not going to get a winner. Mike in Richmond. Mike, are you ready for power play?
Yeah, I'm ready, but it's Mark. It's not Mike.
Mark.
Well, you pretend you're Mike. Mark, what are the three answers, Mark?
Jameson, Guinness, or both?
Oh, confidence level not high. Confidence level not high. Right. Developed in the city of Dublin.
Guinness.
Okay. See, I don't want to play anymore. I don't want to play anymore. You can't even get one right, you people. You can't even get one right.
One that's already been answered right three times.
You can't even get one right. I should give away the 4-pack of tickets just if you get one question right. Get one question right, and I'll give you three guesses for the one question. How about that? Let me go to Tom in Winooski. Oh, my goodness. Tom, are you ready for power play?
I am.
Oh, confidence level not high for Tom.
Boy, he's only got to get 8 in a row after the first
Tom, season. What are the three answers, Tom?
It is Guinness, Jameson, or both.
Introduced in the year 1759.
Both.
Okay. You see,
we
this
can't
is.
Can't get to number 2.
Forget 10. You can't even get one right.
Yeah, but you know, we've struggled out of the gate before, and all of a sudden somebody will call in and get like 6 in a row.
Like this, Rich?
No. Not
you
like
could
this.
Ask me a rocket science question, and if you gave me 3 choices, I'd still be able to get it after a while. If it was like, okay, if the formula for rocket fuel was, I'd go, A, nope, B, nope, C, yo, yeah, hey, I got it right.
Well, we got to get past these first 2. That seems to be.
Kaylin in Burlington. Kaylin, are you ready for power play?
Yes.
What are the three answers, Kaylin?
Guinness,
Bo,
and
Jameson. Oh, confidence right. level, very low.
Well, just
very
see what
well
happens
here.
Before you evaluate.
Developed in the city of Dublin.
Jameson.
Okay. It's Guinness, not Guinnesson, and it's wrong anyway.
No, but in a way, Ginnison is the right answer.
I don't want to play anymore. I don't want to play this game anymore.
Somebody's taking away your toys.
You're ruining my fun. You're ruining my fun. You are ruining my St. Patrick's Day, people.
How can you ruin today?
Because you can't even get one right.
Yeah, you're turning into that get off my lawn, dude.
I do first question. Swimming is in a swimming pool. True, false? No, you know what? Let me make it easier. That's a little too hard. Let me go ahead and see if I can
make
it easier.
Maybe you don't swim in a pool. Maybe you swim in a bathtub.
Yeah, that's why I said I made that too hard there.
Okay.
Let me go to Mike in Essex. Mike, are you ready for power play?
Please.
Go ahead, Mike.
Bring it.
Mike, what are the three answers, Mike?
Get it, Jameson, or both.
The confidence level very low. Developed in the city of Dublin.
Both.
Yeah.
Introduced in the year 1759.
Get it.
Yeah.
The guy who founded this product wasn't even Irish.
Jameson.
Nice.
Studies claim this product is actually good for your heart.
All right, we got three.
Three right.
If we start going backwards and starting to regress, I'm going to lose my marbles. I will lose my marbles. 655-6672, 655-6672, four-pack a ticket to see the Globetrotters. So it wouldn't make a difference if we were giving away a four-pack or a 40-pack right now. I don't think we're going to get a winner, to be honest with you.
No, I think you're pretty safe in that estimate, yeah.
Jim in Plattsburgh. Jim, are you ready for power play?
Go ahead, Jim.
Oh, Jim.
Yeah, I'm here.
What are the three answers, Jim?
Guinness, Jameson, and both.
Okay, confidence level not as bad with Jim as everybody else is there. The guy who founded this product wasn't even Irish.
Jameson.
Yep.
Introduced in the year 1759.
I knew this before the game even started. Guinness.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Developed in the city of Dublin.
Both.
Studies claim this product is actually good for your heart.
All right, we're getting sketchy now, and we're going with Jameson.
Oh!
I had confidence there, too.
You did.
It was almost like he had studied up for this one.
Yes, I could see him, like, sipping some Jameson while he was...
That might be what you want to do before you call in on this
one. I would have to agree with you on that.
Probably increase your chances.
Let's go to Jack in Burlington. Jack, are you ready for power play?
Yes, I am.
What are the three answers, Jack?
Jameson, Guinness, both.
Developed in the city of Dublin.
Both.
Introduced in the year 1759.
Guinness.
The guy who founded this product wasn't even Irish.
Jameson.
Studies claim this product is actually good for your heart.
Guinness.
Yeah.
Nice.
There are more than five variations of this original product.
Ooh, Jameson.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, that's a tough one, too, but I don't care.
All right,
so
it's not Jameson.
I don't think we can take too much more. I mean, we only got a couple more minutes. 655-6672, 655-6672. If you want to jump in, four-pack a ticket to see the Globetrotters, March 29th at Patrick Gymnasium. Let's go to Steve in Colchester. Steve, are you ready for power play?
I sure am.
Oh, look at that. What are the three answers?
Guinness, Jameson, and both.
Oh, confidence level. Yes. We should just give him the tickets now.
And we can actually hear him.
The guy who founded this product, the guy who founded this product wasn't even Irish.
Jameson.
Introduced in the year 1759.
Guinness.
Developed in the city of Dublin.
Both.
Studies claim this product is actually good for your heart.
Guinness.
There are more than five variations of this original product.
Guinness.
Oh, man.
Thought we had
gosh,
it there.
Well, you only got four. You notice that we've only gotten four right. We've been playing. We've taken like 100 calls.
We haven't even gotten to the halfway mark, and we've already decided these guys are going
to
win.
Oh, my goodness. Let's go to Jay in Jericho.
All right.
That's your neck of the woods.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jay, are you ready for power play?
I am.
What are the three answers, Jay?
Guinness, Jamison, or both?
Okay, confidence level, I'm still not saying hi. The guy who founded this product wasn't even Irish.
Jamison.
Introduced in the year 1759.
Guinness.
Developed in the city of Dublin.
Both.
Studies claim this product is actually good for your heart.
Guinness.
There are more than five variations of this original product.
Both.
Nice.
Ooh. The company that makes this product is actually French.
Jameson.
The guy who developed this product was named Arthur.
Guinness.
Is part of the ingredients to call let me try that again. Is part of the ingredients to the drink Irish Car Bomb.
Both.
Oh.
Nice. Wow.
Though it was originally produced in Dublin, it's now produced in the city of Cork, Ireland.
Jameson.
Oh, my God.
Last one.
Wow.
Was one of the first trademarked products in Ireland.
Guinness.
Unbelievable.
We got a winner. Oh, my God.
It helps that I'm a bartender, too.
Oh, my God. I don't care what you are.
That is unbelievable.
Oh, my God. I'm shocked.
I'm shocked.
Well, really, were you guessing on any of them?
No.
What, in a bartender, you have to know the history of your drinks, too?
Probably.
Well, I mean, when you do as much in-depth research as I do, Rich, I think you can attest to that as well. You know a little thing or two about the stuff.
I couldn't even tell you when radio started.
Marconi,
yeah,
dude.
Marconi or Tesla or something like that. All right,
that's unreal.
Stay on hold. Give them the four-pack of tickets to the Globetrotters. Then we go through the answers. Wow.
That came out of absolutely nowhere.
All right, developed in the city of Dublin, that's both. Introduced in the year 1759, that's Guinness. The guy who founded this product wasn't even Irish, that's Jameson. Studies claim this product is actually good for your heart, Guinness. There are more than five variations of this original product, that's both. The company that actually makes this product is actually French, that's Jameson. The guy who developed this product was named Arthur, that's Guinness, is part of the ingredients to drink an Irish Car Bomb, that's both. Thought it was originally produced in Dublin. Now it's produced in the city of Cork, Ireland. That's Jameson. And was one of the first trademarked products in Ireland. That is Guinness. Congratulations to Jay and Jericho. We'll come back, wrap everything up here from McGillicuddy's in Williston. You're in the huddle with Rich and Arnie right here on 101.3 ESPN.
Hey, this is Jeff Paul, host of Sports Saturday. Don't miss Irvin Bryson, head coach of the Vermont Bucks. He joins the show at 10:40 as we break down the Bucks' opening game of the season against Connecticut from Friday night. We're Sports Saturday, this Saturday and every Saturday from 10 to noon.
They're just two for $4.
Oh, it's my favorite. I'm like, what?
Yeah, so I got two croissant sandwich, and I gave one to this guy.
I'm like, who are you?
I'm the guy that just paid for your breakfast.
That's my favorite guy.
You guys, the croissant sandwich deal is two for $4. Now made with 100% butter for a soft and flaky croissant. Get two croissant sandwich sandwiches now for $4 only at Burger King. Price and participation vary.
Fantasy Baby.
Time for one last piece of news.
I'm going to tell you an incredible story.
Wacky or insightful? Gone untouched throughout the entire show. Last story standing.
Wow, I can't believe I'm still shocked that we got a winner on Power Play, the new and exciting game sweep of the country. You guys surprised me. That's like 3 weeks in a row that's happened like that, huh?
We hadn't gotten past number three, and he was literally the last caller, and he reels off seven in a row.
I don't care if he was a bartender.
Right.
We're radio hosts. I can't tell you the first thing about
anything about anything.
Yes, that's true too. So congratulations, winning Power Play, the new and exciting game sweep of the country. Just because the show's over, though, doesn't mean you can't come out to McGillicuddy's here in Williston. Place is actually packed. It is a great atmosphere. People eating, drinking, some Guinness specials, all kinds of fun going out here. And this is your holiday, Rich.
It is. Ed, what was that you just had?
Corned beef and cabbage.
Corned beef and cabbage.
Yes,
all right.
Look really, really good. You never had stuff like that or shepherd's pie.
No, if I could trick myself into thinking that was a big plate of mac and cheese,
no,
maybe,
no,
maybe
stop
I'd
it.
Like it.
My my dad used to love shepherd's pie. That is all. If you can get good shepherd's pie, that is awesome. You get that right here.
We're in an Irish bar, so they know how to do it right here.
Exactly. Irish bar. Everybody's wearing green. Even if you don't wear green, we're passing out green shirts. We're the only two schmoes not wearing green in this whole bar.
Not one speck of green
in
our bodies.
No, not one speck of green, for crying out loud. So anyway, it's been fun. Thanks to the people over here at McGillicuddy.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. And hosting us the last two nights, the one over in Colchester yesterday, and of course the one right here in Williston.
The Baker and Guinness people and Dave Nelson and the whole crew.
If you still want to come out and watch the games, but you want to enjoy St. Patrick's Day, this is the perfect spot because the games are still on all over the place, Rich. Yep. They got all the basketball games up, even the hockey game. I don't even know what that is over there. Well, but they have all the NCAA tournament games going on. And Creighton now still trailing Rhode Island. It's 47-41 late in that one. So we got to wrap things up. Yep. Thanks to everybody at our sales weasel. Thanks to Rich. Thanks to Brady back there. Intern Aaron and Willie yesterday for helping out. Brady's coming up next with Champlain Valley Game Night. We wrap it up. You're in the huddle with Rich and Arnie right here on 101.3 ESPN.
WCPV, Essex, Burlington, Plattsburgh.
This is Ken Kreitz, the K-Train of RotoWire, and you are listening to the Home of the Huddle with Rich and Arnie, 101.3 ESPN.
It is St. Patrick's Day. Rich and Arnie just wrapped up from McGillicuddy's in Williston, though. The parties rage on all night long. Head on over there because they've got food specials, drink specials, Guinness specials. And you know what? The show ends in 59 minutes and 30 seconds, and that might be where I'm going at the end of the day as well. The Yankees combined for a no-hitter, the first spring training no-hitter since 1983. Masahiro Tanaka started that one as the Yanks beat the Tigers 3-0. Hard to believe we're just 2 weeks away from opening day. Dante Hightower re-signs with the New England Patriots. Did he almost sign with the Jets? Well, it never really got that far. The Jets had some concerns over his physical results. Jason Pierre-Paul back with the Giants for the long term now after signing after getting the franchise tag earlier in the offseason. JPP gets a four-year deal, $54 million guaranteed. The UVM men's basketball team loses yesterday, sees its season end. They're back in Burlington today. They end the season 29-6, a historic season it was, thanks to Sam Hyman, the UVM broadcaster, who joined us in the 4 o'clock hour. Buster Olney joined us in the 5 o'clock hour. Both those interviews will be available at 1013ESPN.com here momentarily. The Plattsburgh State women's hockey team wins again. What else is new? They top Norwich in the Final Four, the Frozen Four of the Division III women's hockey tournament, and the Cardinals head to the national championship game looking for their fourth consecutive title. All that and more coming up. Champlain Valley Game Night next. You're listening to 101.3 ESPN, 101.3ESPN.com, and the 101.3 ESPN app.